Hey everyone, no fun opening this week.
Yeah, we're serious.
Couldn't think of the
better. We're talking about serious things today. We're going to be talking about serious issues.
The debt ceiling.
Yeah, the debt ceiling.
Trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried to do, this is a very, like, autistic moment that I just remembered, is I tried to do a joke during stand-up about Romania. It was both, like, a, like, way too, like, obscure joke, but it was also a very stupid joke.
Right.
Saying,
we are hitting record numbers for Charlie charging into autistic tangents about Eastern European history.
Well, it was just a joke.
Is this the fastest score in a Super Bowl? The least amount of time we've gotten before Charlie starts talking about...
No, I'm making fun of myself, Jack.
Was it like those Romanian bathhouses weren't built in a day? Was it a joke like that?
No, it was just a joke. I was like, you know, in the past, the country of Hungary really wanted, you know, they had like all these claims to Transylvania from Romania back, you know, back then. But I think it's fucked up because like all you're getting from that is vampires. Like, joke's on you, Hungary.
What if when you said like, Hungary has all these claims from Romania, there's a guy in the audience who would like, whoa!
Yeah. I was at this like anti-war organizing conference a couple weeks ago.
With the United Nations.
You were a spy for war.
I was a spy for war. I was thinking the entire time how much more fun a war conference would be.
Yeah, pro-war conference than just playing with action figures.
Yeah, Bill Crystal's there, he's playing with action figures.
And then they freaking tried to bomb it, goes, and all the planes fly over.
There was a guy that was like, he was like pretty like pro-China, and he was saying, you know, in China, and he was like 70-something years old, and he was saying, you know, in China, the worst sentence that a protester in Hong Kong got was 8 years. Meanwhile, in the United States, and this is in Minneapolis, and we think, you know, like, you think you know where he's going with this. He says, the people at January 6th who weren't violent at all, they got 28 years. And then there's, like, scattered applause.
It is pretty cool.
It's like,
that they...
man, I thought you were going to talk about how, like, protesters here get killed or, like, you know, sent to jail for way longer, but,
it's pretty funny how that, guy, that January 6th guy who just, like, dressed like a shaman and didn't really do anything, got 5 years in jail just for, like, being the figurehead of that shit.
Yeah, no, that,
said,
yeah.
You're a dork and you need to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the whole, honestly, because it's, like, I think, like, I was talking to my parents about January 6th, and I think they were, like, a lot more concerned about it than I was. And I think logically, like, I should be more concerned about it, or should have.
Did that guy steal Nancy Pelosi's scroll of Summon Flame Atronach? I thought
he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Enchanted ring. That's how they caught him. He picked up the enchanted ring and became over encumbered.
Yeah, it was walking at fast speed. That's how they were able to catch up to him.
January 6th couldn't have been done by like a funnier group of people. Like
that. Well, I think we could have done it.
We could have
done.
We could have done. We're
of
pretty
SNL,
funny.
You dumb bitch, huh?
Yeah.
I would like to see the cast of SNL do January 6th, actually. Yeah.
Oh my god! Did you guys see the clip of freaking Kenan Thompson breaking while doing January 6th? So funny.
No.
Kenan Thompson has been doing January 6th for like his whole life. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just shows up there every year.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Kenan Thompson and Dan Schneider doing January 6th because Dan Schneider compelled him to.
What?
He was on
Good Burger, right? That was it?
Yeah,
he
Dan
was
Schneider
Good
was
Burger
on Good
movie.
Burger, yeah.
He was the burger.
He was the fat pedophile in that movie.
Dan Schneider casts Kenan Thompson to play a misunderstood fill in for Dan Schneider.
Yeah. Dan Schneider cast Kenan Thompson,
middle-aged man
yeah.
who just really enjoys touching children in a protective kind of way.
Yeah, in like a normal way.
Hugs and stuff.
Dan Schneider cast Drake Bell as man not fucked by Dan Schneider.
I mean,
Schneider.
Like, you know, like kids like having foot fights. I just wanted to portray that in my cousin's Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I play with
Food
your toes?
Burger.
It is like, yeah.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can you take a picture with your clothes off and you're doing a pose like this, and then you take another picture with your clothes off and you're doing a pose like this?
Did you guys watch that documentary?
No.
I just assumed it would be made up to make girls upset. Yeah, like, I already knew who the pedophile was going to be revealed to be. It got spoiled for me.
Yeah.
It was just a lot. My understanding is it was a lot of stuff where people were like, and I just thought that was really weird that Dan Schneider did that. I didn't do anything, but at the time, I felt it was very strange.
Didn't he molest Drake Bell or something? Wasn't that like one of the big?
No.
There was another pedophile. He had like an Igor pedophile.
Igor pedophile.
Yeah. No, that's
just
that's
like,
what was funny
like this
about
guy
him.
Like hunched over, like spilling pus from his orifices, going like, "May I see that feet now, sir?"
Well, that's what was funny about the documentary is like Griffin, what you said, like it is it, like the way that like Dan
delete
Schneider,
those
like,
pictures from my hard drive at once.
The way he like hurt, like the entire time you got the idea that like Dan Schneider was like behind a giant desk with his like finger pressed to his temple, maniacally laughing, like sending out tweets. It's like, send us pictures of your feet with Sam and Cat written on it. And then like
Dan
writing
and Cat.
Yeah, it's like, and then like writing scenes that like simulate blowjob. Like it's all things that like he enjoys while sitting behind a desk and like maniacally laughing. Like,
yeah, I can't believe they made a crude penis joke on a comedy show for children.
Yeah,
that doesn't compute. To
well,
me.
Like it wasn't. To be fair, it was also that it wasn't a funny penis joke. It was like really.
Yeah, what
really
have you gotten
I mean,
with it?
That's where I draw
funnier.
The line.
Yeah, that's
if
that's
you would
where
deliver this
line,
like
yeah.
10% better, you never would have been exposed.
Yeah, you weren't selling.
Yeah,
it. Like,
yeah.
You needed to freaking commit to the bit.
Do you think there are any like Dan Schneider's defenders? It's like this show actually has a lot of jokes for adults.
Yeah. Do you know like those people who sometimes say like they're clearly like offended by something, but they'll go like, it's not even that it's offensive, it's just not funny. Like do you ever think like somebody goes like, it's not even that like Dan Schneider was a pedophile that I'm mad about, it's just that he wasn't funny.
I don't even think
this is pedophilia, it just sucks.
That's how I feel about Woody Allen.
Yeah.
It's just not good movies.
I have never seen a Woody Allen movie.
Good.
I don't really watch that many movies in general. I'm in the war between movies and video games. I'm definitely more of a video games guy.
Yeah,
I like
I'm
TV.
In the war between Russia and Ukraine, and I'm on the video game side.
Yeah, they were actually fighting over whether movies pilot. Or video games is better.
Is more cool.
Yeah. So I went on r/secret, which I assume
Shh.
I think yeah. Don't
please be
guys
quiet.
Don't. Don't let them know.
We whisper the entire episode.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, turn the volume down for this next, you know, however many minutes. So
we're completely
I went on there.
If anybody listens to our podcast through a JBL pill on the bus.
Yeah.
This would be so cool.
If Listen. You do that and get beat up, then
the most controversial
then let us know.
On the subway.
Yeah.
No headphones.
No headphones. So this is one. This one is, speaking of Dan Schneider, this is from user Maybe I'm Just Lonely, and is titled, I Want to Be Groomed.
Oh! No, you don't.
I don't know
why. Nuh-uh.
I don't know
Cap
why,
kingdom.
But,
Cap level
oh, wait, I thought,
million.
Yeah, oh, this person, I thought this person was suspended, but no, but... Let me read the post. I don't know, but maybe it's... But the thought of an older man having an interest in me that excites me. I'm 16 years old, and I literally have no one. I think it's just loneliness talking because there are always... Because they are always talking about how much these older men cared and made it seem like they loved them. I honestly don't know if it's fake. I just need something to feel like I'm dying inside. I feel like I'm going to do something I regret. I don't know what to do. Yada, yada, yada. My, people my age don't really appreciate my size, but older men, they seem to really like it. I usually get a lot of appreciation from older men about my body. People my age just talk bad about me. I don't know what to do. I'm sick of loneliness. And then people are saying, like, I don't think you should be groomed.
Yeah, maybe back to the drawing board, buddy.
Yeah, Have you heard of hobbies? Well, my only hobby is being groomed. Ah,
my only.
Damn.
Oh, I'm really. Did we already say who this? What this person's username is?
Yep. Okay. Yes. Maybe I'm just.
Maybe I'm just lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe. Boo thing. I was groomed from 14 to 18 by my teacher in high school. I understand your feel. It's just the, their homeroom teacher. I was groomed by having...
He was like always asking questions about what I'm doing, like if I did the homework or not. Fucking
then he would
freak.
he would give me rewards like good grades when I did my work, but then he would punish me with bad grades when I didn't do my work. It was just his system of manipulation.
It was really cool of him.
Yeah, it was like it seemed like he was just waiting for me to go to go.
They're getting older by the gym teacher.
Yeah. Honestly, like, if you were, like, grooming a kid, it would probably be so annoying if they, like, wanted to be groomed.
Yeah, if they were, like,
I would get the ick.
I'm getting nothing out of this.
Yeah, it would just take all the fun out of it. You know?
Sorry, I actually have an avoidant attachment type, so I really don't. I'm really not interested in you, kid, now that you've fallen for my grooming.
You're being kind of clingy. Yeah. Can you leave me alone?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, ooh, that's like the bear hug strategy of getting groomed, is to just be too clingy. That way they'll stop grooming you.
It.
Yeah.
That's what you should do if you get kidnapped, by the way.
just be too clingy.
Ask about their day.
Yeah. Griffin, do you want to
I literally can't lose weight no matter what I do. My doctor says I have Stockholm syndrome.
I'll read The Masturbating Catholic.
Woo!
Yeah.
The Masturbating Catholic.
Ain't he said Catholic.
But you're saying atheist.
No.
You're about to say atheist and you're stammering.
No, I was gonna say
yeah.
Atheist.
Here's the thing about fucking Catholics.
This seems like every
blue check
on freaking Twitter now, the freaking Catholic gooner.
Yeah, here comes a take from the no-fat Protestant. These are atheists.
When I was in high school, I was taught masturbation is a sin among other acts of immorality, such as adultery. I wish no one had ever taught me that it was. I wish it was not in the catechism. I wish I had gone to public school and that I wish I was never Catholic. I wish no one ever was and that there could be peace on earth instead.
That's awesome.
That's knowable.
I like that he's just sort of like insinuating that like he mastered, or he's just like saying it up front and then not touching on it.
It's like Hemingway iceberg stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he's also on a subreddit called Traumatize Them Back. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the name of that one Metal Gear spinoff with Raiden?
Yeah.
Metal Gear Rising, Traumatize Them Back.
He also posted an r/rant post that is called Burning Feet Syndrome and has been removed, so he can't read about his burning feet.
Yeah.
Oh, and on to... I don't think it's a fetish thing, though.
He also posted an r/podiatry cave his foot.
Yeah. So he also posted in rants, a priest once tried raping me. I actually got very close to him, but God, I fought him like hell. If he's anywhere, he should be in hell. Okay. I like the idea that he did like a Street Fighter combo on the priest that was trying to rape him.
He posted in r/AMA, I am a porn star, ask me anything. It's been really
a porn star with burning feet syndrome. He's just like hopping around like someone in Tom and Jerry stepping on coals, like ooh, ah, ee, ooh, ah, ee, ah, ooh, ooh. Just diving directly into a pussy.
This might just be a schizophrenic guy, but he also posted in r/bullshit, George Brown. My mom really believes my dad. She wants him to be like General George Brown, a bullshit military guy. We could all burn in hell together.
A bullshit military guy?
Bullshit military.
Are you one of the good military guys or one of the fucking crap-ass ones?
The fucking frauds.
Who's
Mickey Mouse
George
military
Brown?
Guy.
I have no idea.
It's such a generic name.
I bet nothing would come up if you Googled him.
Like a record-breaking quarterback from 1930.
This is just like
George Brown had a career day going for 105 yards and a touchdown against the Salisbury Vikings.
I googled George Brown and I got a community college in Toronto and then the drummer of Kool & the Gang. So I don't know who the fuck George Brown is.
We might need to come to traumatize them back. Are there any? Yes, someone said in, under the original post, our religion is basically like a form of brainwashing. And then the OP says, like Hitler brainwashed Germany?
Yep.
Like that.
And then someone else replied, liberals do more brainwashing than terrorists do.
I actually said that first.
Liberals like Hitler.
Yeah, they had the brain. Yeah. They had the brainwashing Olympics between liberals and terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it every four friggin' years.
And then the brainwashing Olympics were canceled because the terrorists just kidnapped everyone.
Yeah. Gus, do you want to read one of the ones I sent? I need to send more.
That reminds me, I remember there was this this fact I learned in Deadliest Warrior, where the GSG-9, who are the German version of SWAT, basically, was founded after the Israeli athletes were kidnapped at the 1974 Munich Olympic Games. And I'm just realizing now how fucking funny it is that, like, 30 years after the Holocaust happens, Germany's just like, fuck it, dude, we blew it with the Jews again! Like, shit, of all the fucking countries who had to do it was us! Like, god damn it! It's like accidentally hitting your ex with your car.
Yeah. God damn it. This fucking... Ugh. We need to be even weirder about Israel now.
Yeah, fuck. Dude, if they ever get in trouble again, we have to have their back no matter what, man. If they are launching fucking ICBMs in Mexico, we need to say it's justified.
This is the last time. I promise this is the last time we'll ever do anything to you guys. I'm so sorry.
We fucking did it again. We fucked it up again. God damn it. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. All right, sorry, which one did
could
you want
to
read?
Fucking anyone.
You can read any of the ones, any of the most recent four that I sent.
This is on r/secret, and the title of the post is, Girls Suck!
Aww.
Yep.
They are physically weaker. Catty to others.
Oh, this is also marked as a spoiler.
they don't want you
secret,
to know this.
Dude, I didn't know. Over emotional.
Yeah, in case you're
believe,
gonna read the
believe
comic.
Three very little they hear.
what?
That's what it says, Never. Dude. It's believe three very little they hear.
Oh, they're using. They meant like that's like an E. It's
yes,
like lead
it's supposed
speak.
To be, yeah.
Believe three very
are treated less than from a guy and will run right back for more, no matter how bad she is treated. I know. I am one.
Holy shit, that did need to be. I'm glad they put the spoiler on it.
Oh,
holy shit.
That's actually, no, I totally, I am 100%. They punked my ass so fucking hard there. I 100% thought that was like a bitter guy in high school. I got owned so, I'm so sorry, random girl who said that. You completely coached me.
Yeah.
I love one guy, this is a really great comment. Women's leg strength is unreal. Y'all handle emotions better than most men. Pain tolerance is crazy high, as well as emotional pain tolerance. I'm positive men are inferior to women on most levels, if not all.
Yep.
Only hold we have is making you guys come, and that's a very slippery grasp on anything nowadays.
But we're great at that.
A slippery grasp, you said.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, that's like... You fucked up two metaphors.
We use sex and talking louder in circles and gender roles to oppress y'all for hundreds of years because we know who really has control because we spent our whole lives trying to impress y'all. Ladies have all the power. We just talk louder and make little sense. I can admit it, no problem. I'm a sucker for y'all. Bros over hoes? Nah. Miss me with that, LOL. I've seen dudes gossip like 12-year-old girls at a sleepover. They'll sell their boy out for some used china. Girls usually stick to code way more than dudes.
Used china?
Used.
That's such a specific metaphor.
I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
To me, that's the weak sauce shit. And these young dudes are actually weaker, I'd bet money. A catty female is an alpha female, and it's the natural way of things.
I
like saying
that
shit.
I came up with a catty female as an alpha female.
That's really
cool. That's a Gus original quote.
That's from your line of mugs that you advertise on Twitter now.
Your line of fine china.
Mugs and used china.
Yeah.
Secondhand.
I'm selling graphic t-shirts that say a catty female is an alpha female, bruh.
that was just the post. I just
and
thought
then
you
she
guys
said,
would want to
yeah.
hear that.
And then she replied, if you haven't figured it out, I haven't made myself clear enough. Pay attention or you don't see what's next.
What?
Huh?
Threatening
I don't
to
know,
kill
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Pay attention
That's
or you don't get to see what's next.
Yeah.
This is a
good
threat.
Good job proving it how cool women are by threatening to kill this guy. The coolest thing to do.
The coolest thing anyone can do.
Women like when you threaten to murder them because it shows how powerful you are.
You're taking initiative.
What's one of the, here? This is secret. This one I'm pretty sure this one's probably fake, but I think it's like so funny to like try to come up with it. Just because it's like it seems like a fetish thing, and this is I broke my virginity to a girl from poor family.
No! Dude,
just from the Playboy aristocrat.
No, it's not from that. My virginity to a girl from poor family. This was actually
my virginity.
This was the first draft of Wuthering Heights.
I was gonna say it's, these are the cliff notes on the Dickens novel.
The Bronte's editors did all the real heavy lifting. They just wrote like cavemen.
I was studying for a competitive exam in my aunt house, and she brought her her neighbor girl.
AI generated detail. I was studying for a competitive exam at my aunt's house. It's one of the most competitive exams
in the state.
I have the most aunts of all aunts.
I'm only 75th ranked nationally for this exam. I need to do better so I get up in the ranks and maybe go pro on taking this exam.
Now, the way that you can tell it's not AI is because of like the weird like grammar mistakes. Because a girl was... she brought her neighborhood girl so that she can get education because a girl was from poor family and was not educated.
Ew!
So that she can also help her in house chores.
Oh.
I am tall and attractive. She was attracted to me. She used to seduce me and never used to leave an opportunity to touch me. She cried in front of me like how no one loves her and how bad her family was. She asked me to be a friend of her because she think I am trustable guy. I agreed to be her friend.
I am trustable man.
I am trustable guy.
I am trustable man.
It's like talking to a girl like you're a guy selling headphones. Yeah. I'm a trustable man. You can trust me.
Yeah. Just like at a bar. Yeah. Yo, I'm actually, you know. I'm one of the most trustable guys.
Those sandwiches you had to eat in middle school called Uncrustworthies.
We become little comfortable. She tried to make me happy in every way possible, like massaging me, cooking dessert. She was a good cook, not gonna lie. cooking dessert specifically.
Yeah, no, he's like just... I like the not gonna lie part because it seems like he's heartbroken to admit that she was a good cook.
Yeah,
he's crippled by embarrassment. Yeah.
In summer, when my aunt was out for a health checkup, me and she were alone. I was in my room doing work. She came in towel, and I don't know how she slipped and falled on me, drooping the towel, and she was completely naked on my lap, so I was stunned. I was stunned. She then went into bathroom without uttering a word. That made me so hard, as she was young and had so beautiful boobs.
Aww.
She again came in towel after the bath and came in to drop the towel in front of me and started dominating.
Is this girl just like trying to ruin all of his fucking laundry?
Yeah, she's just taking up so many towels.
Like pissing in his fucking shirt drawer and shit.
Yeah, she came again in towel after the bath.
She came in towel again. She opened up socks and throwed up three times.
And started dominating me to come and kiss her on lips. I was virgin 16, and she was, but that's I was a virgin 16, but that's virgin capitalized, and she was 17, and also virgin. We started kissing each other for solid 5 minutes, then she started to undress, revealing my abs,
wow,
and started kissing on my whole body.
I feel like
it was so great
metabolism when you're 16, you just get abs by doing nothing.
Like this guy, like a guy that has such a that's so cool
that
and has
just
great
a
command of the English language.
Of stomach, and he doesn't know what else to call.
Yeah, yeah, I have great abs translates to a massive gut.
Yeah, he's got like an HGH gut, so it's like abs on top of.
Yeah, yeah. Undressed, revealing my abs, and started kissing on my whole body. It was so good that we had sex. We knew everything about sex from internet, so it was not a problem. I like that take about sex. It's like, yeah, we studied it.
Yeah,
on
I
the
basically
internet,
so. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I've been on the internet.
I managed to make her moan and feel satisfied. It was so good sex, probably the best feeling in my life. I will never forget that feeling, and how we used to have sex every 2 to 3 days, as it was tough because my aunt living... My aunt living after that, she got to her hometown. And also, I moved out having no contact with her for the last 2 years.
Okay.
So that's like, yeah.
That's it?
That's a great secret, yeah. I also like that, like, the secret part is that she is from poor family.
She's from poor family.
Yeah, she...
How dare her.
Yeah, that's so disgusting. To be from a poor family and do that.
I couldn't even, like, jack off to this story because the girl in it was so poor.
Yeah.
This girl just, like, comes every, like, 5 minutes. It's like how other people have IBS. She's fucking...
It's just also, pumping out loads.
Yeah, I also like the idea of, like, this guy just showing up to his aunt's house even after he's, like, done for those tests or whatever. He's like, what are you doing?
Is your neighbor doing chores?
Just like, your neighbor doing
just
chores.
Like knocking, like dumping glasses of soda and shit on the carpet. Hey, can the neighbor girl come over and clean this up?
But Griffin, do you want to read one of the?
Yeah, I'm gonna read. I'm 12 and still wear diapers.
Yeah, no, but read one of the posts.
Well, I said I was gonna read.
Yeah, whatever.
Didn't work. I am 12 years old and I live in the Philippines. That is actually true. So, so I am late in many ways.
I like the implication that you're late by living in the Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines. I'm so.
It's a starter country.
You're so Philippines and late. The first time I pooped in a bowl was when I was 4 years old.
A bowl.
But the first time I washed my own butt after pooping is when I was in the sixth grade. During February 2018. Sometimes I like to poop in my diaper because I had something to do. That's real as well.
This guy's all about productivity, even as a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, I will kneel on my two slippers, then I will watch videos, and I will poop in a way when the poop is about to come out, I will put the poop back in my butt. I will do this repeatedly for 10 to 20 minutes, then just poop in my diaper.
This man poops like cow's eats.
Yeah, oh god.
But even if I know, it's like revving up a lawnmower. You have to get it started. Even if I know how to wash my butt, I still use my family to wash my butt up to today. Then my eating. I didn't know how to eat non-solid food other than fries and whatnot. You see, in my country, most are all breakfast.
Fries and whatnot is a very large...
Fries and then
they're
like
very
a,
large...
Yeah, solid, non-solid food, other than fries and whatnot.
Yeah.
You see, in my country, most or all breakfast, lunch, dinner meals have rice. Rice is primary because I live in Southeast Asia.
All breakfast, lunch, dinner meals have rice.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go out for breakfast, lunch, dinner sometime?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just eat it all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filipinos love having lavish
brunches. Every single meal looks like one of those like challenges people post on Facebook where it's like, could you and four friends eat all this in 1 hour?
Yeah. What if it's revealed that like the Philippines isn't... What if it's revealed that the Philippines isn't actually like a developing nation and they make like the same amount as Americans, like, you know, per capita GDP, but they just all spend it on, like, you know, like, 17-stack burger?
No, they eat the way that, like, 60-year-olds think 25-year-olds eat when they complain about being broke.
Yeah, they're just having, like, incredibly
matcha
elaborate,
latte
like,
and
you know,
avocado.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
avocado
steak.
Yeah.
You see, before meals like sinigang and adobo had to be put soup and cut meat into a bowl.
Yep. I hope it's not the same bowl that he was using.
The bowl from when he was four.
This bowl's been through a lot.
I eventually learned how to eat solid rice meals when I was 10. Then I didn't know how to eat by myself when I was up to 6. In school, that is when I learned. But at home, I didn't eat by myself until I was 10 years old. At like December 2017, January 2018 is when I really learned. Then my clothing. I learned how to tie my shoes last August 2019. When I was 9, I didn't even know how to wear a jacket or long sleeve.
Bro, wow. It's like a Jack Lamb thing. Where, like, not only do you not know what this person is saying, you have no idea, like, how you would even come to that position. Like, it's never... Yeah. Just, like, looking... I've never thought about the possibility of someone not knowing how to
not
do that.
Not knowing. I guess it's, like, not knowing how to pull the sleeves. Like, put your arms through the sleeves. But I like imagining he's just,
this
like...
This dude is just, open... like he shows up to, like, his fucking third grade class in a straitjacket, and he's like, Kicho, I did it again!
Yeah.
I like... He, like...
Well, no, but...
He opens his closet and the jacket is like blacked out like a character you haven't unlocked.
No, it's like it works like Doctor Strange's cape, but instead of saving him, it just attacks him.
Yeah, it's just wrapping around. Yeah. The arms are trying to go around his neck.
Yeah. It moves, like a fucking Rorschach blot test.
I like that he's like he had to unlock like jackets and long sleeves. Like though he did shirts first.
Yeah.
Then after a couple of years he finally moved on to long sleeves.
Dude, like the Smash Brothers announcer voice and it goes like Raggedy Hoodie.
At like December 20th. Oh no. I don't remember what
sweater
when I was
vest.
6 or 7. I didn't even know how to wear a shirt. I didn't even know how.
Yeah. What do I even do with this?
What is it? Today,
this entire like post is from the perspective of Stephen Hawking, but it's not even that he's paralyzed. Like he genuinely doesn't know
he just
what a shirt
didn't
is.
Know. He was too busy learning about like this.
Yeah, he was too busy
learning about physics to understand what a shirt is.
Yeah.
What
if I was Stephen Hawking? I would
this?
Do.
What do I? Do
if I was Stephen Hawking, I'd do. I do that shit all the time. It's like, I did not learn about not cheating on my wife. I was too busy discovering the stars.
Today, as of writing, I know how to eat by myself, eat solid rice foods, know how to tie shoes, wear jacket or long sleeves. Solid rice foods.
Oh, good. Good for you, Fabio. A lot of us aren't that
privileged.
It was
like trying to like eat them off a popsicle stick.
I'm like imagining like his parents would like lay out a shirt and a jacket for him in the morning and he would just take a shit onto it.
He just hand him a bowl of rice and he starts trying to eat it like a dog.
takes a huge bite out of the bowl, breaks his teeth.
Yeah.
Wear jacket or long sleeves and wear clothing, but wearing leg clothing is harder for me because I have an ingrown toenail.
Fuck you, that is not a valid reason.
I have an ingrown toenail.
That is the most BS excuse.
But I still wear diapers and use my family to wash my butt.
Oh, okay.
He also
there's a comment that just says, "When will you have sex?" Yeah. And someone's replying, "Why are you asking a 12-year-old that?"
I'm just like, you fucking get... When are you gonna stop acting like such a virgin, dude?
Yeah, like, the way people talk on Twitter, it's like, oh, maybe get some pussy once in a while.
Yeah.
Nah, it does...
this guy tries to, like project his own shit onto people and gets into Twitter. He's like, you were probably 13 by the time he learned to put on pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, women will love posting that their boyfriend can't put on a shirt and takes a and needs his family to wash his butt.
And someone's like, someone's like, you're projecting shit. He's like, my shit is exactly where it's meant to be.
The bowl.
Literally, like, every girl I know is the most dressed person ever, and their boyfriend doesn't know how to put on a shirt.
Doesn't know how to wear it. Has an ingrown toenail and can't put on leg clothes.
Is it like the only thing he can wear is JNCOs? Because the fucking is so wide.
My freaking golden retriever boyfriend can't put on a long sleeve clothing. It's so adorable.
But like so many guys think that women like want a guy that's like ripped and like 6'6" and has like a master's degree. But like what most women go crazy for is a guy that's 12 years old and shits in a bowl and can't wear pants.
A Filipino 12-year old.
A Filipino 12-year old that wears diapers.
This, but Brian just ate his first bowl of solid rice food.
Oh, I'm not interested anymore.
That
kind of
ever meal of breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, don't talk to me until you hear my lore. It's like, oh, did you, like, get in a fight with Timothy Chalamet one time? No, like, I was, like, the way people, I didn't know.
The way people are walking around with mugs that say, like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. I've got, like, don't a decorative bowl. Until I've
had my
bowl.
Solid rice.
Yeah, no, like a decorative bowl the size of, like, an entire person's body. And it has an inscription that reads, don't talk to me until I've had my solid rice breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Don't put a shirt on me until I've learned how to stop wearing a diaper.
Don't talk to me until I figure out what to do with leg clothes.
Yeah.
Dogs be cool, bro, replied. TBH, I've always wondered what feeling is of pooping into a diaper. When I'm an adult living in my own house with a credit card separate from my parents, I'll probably buy adult diapers and finally see what it's like.
Yeah.
I thought he was like asking that as like a way that people are like, I wonder what human flesh tastes like, but no, he's just like a diaper fetishist.
He replied to something, a post that says religion is the most hateful thing humans ever created, and he says this is for people who say, oh, but Hitler killed Jews. Yes, but it wasn't over their religion. He used them as a scapegoat. It didn't really matter that they were Jewish.
Yeah,
it didn't matter that it was Jewish to Hitler. It was all kind of copacetic.
Don't show this guy's pictures from Auschwitz where the Jews aren't wearing shirts. He's like, oh man, he treated them really well. They didn't have to eat solid food. They didn't have to wear shirts.
I've been there, dude. When they only offering solid rice food at the function and you can't eat it.
You'd rather be eating the gruel at Auschwitz.
You're like, I have to wear like clothes.
Yeah.
No boy.
I hope this guy learns how to wipe his own butt and stuff.
He hasn't posted in 4 years. I think that's a good sign.
He's hard at work.
His last post was
in r/confessions. He says, guy has a crush on me, but I am a guy. A guy, let's call him B, has a crush on me, but he is a boy. He sometimes says he wants to hold
that's
him.
That's honestly really impressive that someone has a crush on him.
I love the way he couldn't put on his pants.
Yeah, I love the way that he, yeah.
I really enjoy feeding him his solid food.
Yeah.
He asked me out for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, what if this guy just looks like Mr. Olympia? I'm like, that's why.
He's just yoked. Yeah, he literally cannot get like a shirt or pants on over his fucking shoulders.
He's just,
looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. Yeah.
John Hamm in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzapino.
Arnold Swagapino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to attempt an accent for that. You guys are just going to have to imagine it.
Yeah, that's a great thing about an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression is it is just yelling.
Yeah.
This one might be a bit too sad to, this one might be a bit too sad saying I'm a fucked up degenerate of a human being.
Buddy, if you're putting on your fucking shirt and leg clothes in the morning, you can't be any worse than
you're doing okay. You're okay in my book, son.
No, that doesn't make him feel better, because the 12-year-old that shits himself and doesn't wear a shirt or pants, like, that someone is still attracted to him.
Well, maybe somebody's got a crush on this guy. We don't know his life.
Yeah, maybe he needs to start wearing... He needs to start following this Filipino 12-year-old.
Maybe this is the guy with a crush on the Filipino 12-year-old.
Yeah. this Adonis of a man in the Philippines won't text me back. Let's move on to bad roommates. Let me find one. Gus, here's one. Let me send it right now. You can read it, I think. Yeah, I think that's in the cycle.
Where is it?
Just in show links.
Best ways to make legally make a mental... Jesus.
Yeah, this is an r/bad roommates.
Best ways to legally make a mentally ill roommate who is refusing to move out, parentheses, eviction in progress, have a miserable rest of her time living in my home!
This is awesome.
My 19F, diagnosed bipolar/schizophrenic roommate, also 19F, brought home a group of highly intoxicated girls who I have never met with no warning, didn't clean up her and her GF's vomit all over our shared bathroom, was so sloppy that she fell over and groped my boyfriend. That is like my messy bipolar OCD nightmare. It's like, what if I get so drunk that I stumble over and accidentally commit a sex crime?
My BPD roommate brought over this disgusting Filipino 12-year-old who, I have to admit, was have an pretty insane
hot
body.
Yeah, she was pretty hot. Girl from a poor family who came over all my fucking towels.
Yeah.
Wow, this post just so long.
She kept throwing our towels everywhere, falling on people. I think she was drunk.
Yeah. I texted her a few nights after about my concerns while I was not home, which ended up with her getting so upset that she let my dog out of our back gate and texted me and my boyfriend that she wishes my dog would be hit by a car. Yeah. This is like something an 8-year-old would do. Like a really bad 8-year-old.
Honestly, I gotta be honest, this is something that a bipolar 19-year-old woman would also do. But yeah,
I don't have
it is, no, it is also something that an 8-year-old would do.
She routinely speaks about killing herself, has come into my room in the middle of the night and started yelling about people coming to kill us. She does not have a job and stays home from class almost every day. Her parents pay her rent, only $650 a month for a house. They refuse to pay for utilities, and she doesn't buy any household supplies. God, fucking Arizona. She came from a very wealthy family and lives out of state, but I am constantly... Yeah, this is just the, like, medium student at ASU.
Yeah. She's talking about Malia Obama.
But I am constantly being harassed about the cost of rent for such a tiny home. I am 19, this is my first home. They came in toward my home prior to her moving in. Part of the verbally agreed upon reason they pay only $650 a month, when my other past roommates have paid $850 a month plus utilities, is that she said she would take care of my animals while I'm away for work.
That is a really funny caveat for what happened.
I called the police and reported that she had been having a bad manic episode for the previous few days, and let my dog out. She left the house after letting my dog free so they couldn't do anything. I rushed home from dinner and found my dog running around a busy intersection. She is in boarding, $70 a day, until my roommate vacates. I am staying with my boyfriend at his place, not allowed to have my dog here. There was no official lease signed with her. Oh, you fucked up, lady.
Well, yeah, why would you?
And paying me $500 a month in cash and $150 a month in Apple Pay.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah,
that's a cool.
No, this is like the leasing equivalent of like the wallet inspector.
Yes. Awesome. It's definitely so she can, like, mine some extra spending money out of her parents somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
She has averaged a 13-day lateness on every month's rent payment. There has never been a set move-out for her, and I stated that it would be month-to-month. I had a legal notice to vacate served to her within 5 days to get all of her belongings out, with my number as the contact for questions. She showed up at my father's house, we both legally own the house, he lives elsewhere, with a group of female friends and sat at his front door for 15 minutes banging on the door. He did not answer.
That's awesome.
She left a paper stating that she is a tenant by law because of a verbal agreement, and that I cannot kick her out. On this paper, she stated that she will be staying through the summer. She texted me that her mom will be coming from out of state to stay in the house with her. I cannot afford to keep my dog in safe hands and boarding for months. I do not feel safe with my animals or myself around her. Some other notable thing she has said done in the presence of me and my friends. She's given her security door system code to multiple strangers, tried to take my burial cross that I got from my grandmother's funeral off the wall to exorcise her girlfriend, loaves of bread in the bathroom as offerings. Texted my family and friends terrible private things about me, as well as fake screenshots of text messages that never occurred. Never cleans the house, never buys household items, doesn't lock the doors, constantly has her girlfriend over, gets extremely angry when I wear slightly revealing clothing or sports clothes around her, and especially around her girlfriend. I can't take this anymore. I fear for my safety and I want her out. This is awful, dude.
The thing about like going to her dad's house, it's awesome that like she's deploying like the same like she's deploying tactics on her roommate as if her roommate is like funding the IDF or something. Like these are like protest tactics. Like she's hosting a die-in at my roommate's dad's house.
We're doing a bus boycott of the line that goes outside of our house.
Yeah.
One of three bus lines that exist in Arizona.
Imagining, like, finding this roommate's Twitter and being like, bread mug my roommate yet again, got her ass.
Yeah. We are going on a BPD medication strike until the roommate situation
improves. It's just like a fucking candid that the normal girl didn't see in like a sports bra. She posted on Twitter to 20,000 people, just captioned "fat."
Yeah. Leaving bread in the bathroom is so funny. That's like what like ancient Greeks would do.
Where the fuck else am I gonna put it? Okay.
Also, if someone, to be fair, if someone took like my grandma's burial cross to like exorcise someone, I feel like that's like
that's a good use of a burial cross.
It's a good use of a burial cross. Yeah, like, no. don't be a bitch about that.
Like,
in
grandma
particular.
Coming back into the ring one more time, like Mike Tyson fighting.
Willis Reed.
Yeah. It's also like this is kind of what you get for being a feaking landlord.
The fucking I know this is like the one of the most
calling someone a landlord
this,
even though they co-rent with you.
The thing about this that like keeps sticking out to me is that she's paying her rent half in bags of cash,
half in cash,
half in Apple Pay. Oh,
yeah,
it's just like, what are you do? Like, why would you put up with more than 1 month of this? You can get someone to pay you $650 in fully in Apple Pay. They have so much cash. Like, imagine how much this person has now.
To be fair, this is her first like renting situation, so I assume it's like, you know, it's like kind of hard, but that is just insanely the fucking the detail that I'm like hung up on is that she brought like multiple of her friends to protest at her dad's house. Like, that's
they must have just like had other plans and she was like, hold up, I gotta make a stop.
That's like, yeah, that's like insane commitment from your friend. Like, imagine being,
well, they're in it now. Like, they're in it now. One of them groped her roommate's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And puked all over the bread in the kitchen.
The original girl like pushed her into the boyfriend so that she would like have like a legal accomplice. It's like planting coke on someone. It's like, yeah, you're fucking now.
Yeah, someone says, this sounds wild, but stalk your own house until she leaves, which
explain the situation. Get a lawyer, you dummy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Just hit her with a bat.
Yeah, just kill her. Who gives a fuck?
I do like that she's deploying her mom to come in. But like,
I mean, when you're 19, like, you just don't know what else to do.
Yeah. This is like such a power move by her roommate, honestly. Like, her roommate should be like the CEO.
Yeah, try telling my mommy about what you're doing. She'll fucking tell the teacher on your ass.
This is this is like something Tom from Succession would do to impress Logan. Maybe not, but no. I like to imagine him doing it. No, I just like to imagine
Tom
him doing it.
Succession would do to Greg.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. just him and Greg going to someone's front door and like just banging on it.
Do you want your dog to run around the intersection, Greg?
I let your dog out, Greg.
I mean, the dog needs exercise, so I appreciate that you did that, but I really wish you wouldn't let the dog run into the street that way.
I can be home more in the future
to let the dog out, and you don't have to do it. Because if you're going to do it like that, then I almost don't even want you to have the dog at all.
Tom comes home and he's like, Shiv, did you scatter loaves of bread in the bathroom? Yeah, it's an offering.
Yeah.
Are you still mad at Greg's friend for coming over really drunk and groping you?
It cuts to a scene of Shiv and a Filipino 12-year-old making out.
Shiv does like the last second polyamory twist specifically for the Filipino insanely jacked Filipino 12-year-old.
He's in the house smearing poop on the wall. Yeah.
Tom comes home and there's just an insanely jacked 12-year-old with a pair of chinos on his head.
Shivy, where's Mondale?
It would be funny if like the thing that they incorporated, like they didn't do like the polyamory twist to Succession. It was just like a scat fetish twist in this weird entire show. It's like Shiv is like, I'm thinking of getting into something, Tom. He's like, what is it, honey? And then it just cuts to them just smearing shit over the walls. It's like, everyone stops watching. It's just an awful show now.
In the room after the wedding, Shiv comes out with just like a pile of poop on a plate.
Instead of fucking making Nick give the wine back, he starts smearing shit all over
him.
Making
him eat shit.
You want to be part of this too, Nick?
Tom,
he doesn't let Nick use the bathroom.
Yeah. Yes. Tom big dogging Logan by walking into the bathroom and eating his shit out of the toilet.
Yeah. Tom is hesitant, like, the exact same way about eating shit. He's like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, just... Yeah. It's like, well, if this makes it work for you, you know what? I'm into eating shit now. I love eating
Kendall
shit.
Kendall gives a 20-year-old waiter sepsis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big poop bank wedge. Like, let's get out of here. I don't want to eat the poop bank wedge.
Jerry making Roman just, like, eat his own shit while jacking off.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Good show. I should watch it again. I think I need to finish Mad Men first.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, Roman going to the media company, he's like, what are you talking about? Then he oversees that one of them is writing an article. It's like, looking at the people that eat their own shit. And he's like, shut it down.
Silicon
shut it down.
Valley,
got the company.
Top 10 shit eaters.
Yeah. He just sees that they're on the subreddit. Yeah. He's just like, no.
Yeah. Like, about the fucking, Logan's ex-wife is just like, I'm tired of finding poop smeared on the kids' iPads. This is so fucking stupid. This is like the most fun I've had recording this podcast in a month, and it's about poop succession.
No, this is great. I love this. I like imagining this scat session.
Roman and Alex Skarsgård pooping on a phone.
Yeah.
Your poops are gay.
They find out that Logan died because they get excited after he releases his bowels.
Yeah, Logan dies because he gets flushed out the airplane toilet and falls 30,000 feet.
Yeah. It's honest, yeah. It's fucked up that Dasha blew her chance being on this great show.
Yeah, because she physically could not muster a single turd.
She couldn't eat anything!
Connor, 50 years old, instead of running for president, he decides to get potty trained.
He's like, have you heard of this? It's good. Or no, he breaks the trend by actually, you know, going to the bathroom like a real person. It's like, have you heard of this?
Yeah, but
it's
he like no, misses. Like, it's like going really badly. He like misses. He shits like on the seat.
Yeah.
I had
you'll never be a real power shitter like us.
One of my cats is doing this insane thing where instead of peeing in the litter box, they pee on the handle of the litter box scooper. And so every time I go to clean my litter box, it's just covered
in
piss.
That's awesome. They're making like Viet Cong punji steak traps.
Yeah, I don't know why they're mad at me. I didn't do anything.
I just got a text from my dad. He said, I started watching the Fallout TV series, and I can understand why you like the music so much. It's great, which is a reference to when I was about 15 years old and I would use the family Spotify account to listen to the Fallout New Vegas soundtrack. My dad would get angry at me because I would cut him off while listening to other music to listen to the New Vegas soundtrack, and it would start playing in his phone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Luck be
yeah, so it's
tonight.
So fun. It's so funny that like that's like I found a way to be like like a teenager with annoying music taste in like an entirely new way.
Yeah, it's like being a rockabilly but for the music that came before classic rock and roll.
Yeah, rockabilly without any tattoos.
Croonerbilly.
Yeah. yeah, no, that's
I didn't use Spotify that much, but I think I had a playlist that was exclusively like video game music and Two Steps from Hell that I just titled Epic Songs.
Epic Songs.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't fault you for that. Oh, this one's really long. We might need to let me see if
we
have
like
any,
5 minutes left. You gotta find a short
one. Oh, you know what? I have a good one. Not the one that I just sent. Let me delete that so
can I read this one from Battle of the Bastard?
Yeah.
The roommate won't stop singing. How do I get him to stop?
Yeah.
I cringe every time I hear it multiple times a day, and he can't sing at all.
This is like,
he can't sing at all. What do you think he's singing?
I don't know. That's a good question. I also like the username Battle of the Bastard.
Battle of the Bastard.
Just the one.
Someone said, wear some headphones. Right?
It is, but it's just it's just the one bastard.
Yeah, it's just one guy.
Someone says, wear headphones, mate, you'll be okay. But I feel like having someone, like, in your vicinity, like, singing all the time is, like, way worse.
I am this guy's bad roommate, by the way. I catch myself singing constantly.
Yeah. Start singing even louder. Yeah. Maybe try being a happier person who isn't annoyed by someone else existing and enjoying themselves. The OP just said fuck off, which I think is the correct response.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's roommate is probably
like,
just like
me singing that fucking like Folly in Reverse video game song.
It's like 11 p.m. He's banging pots and pans in the kitchen. It started out with a kiss.
He's doing.
It's a game that we play.
Everyone is on the roommate side, but I can't imagine living with someone that is like constantly singing, because like presumably if you're like gonna practice that, you have like a space for that.
He's
or
like
something,
singing,
or
like he'll like move to the other room when the roommate goes into the shower and sing against the wall so it's as loud as possible. There's no escaping the singing.
Yeah, no, this is insanely like annoying behavior just to be singing all the time. I mean, maybe I'm just like,
I know,
maybe I'm just being weird.
He's probably just like singing idly, but I like to imagine he's singing like in the way that people sing when they want people to know they're good at singing. Where he's like going really hard.
He's doing he's doing like the video of that one girl really over singing Kendrick Lamar's Humble. He's just doing that all the time.
He's doing the Marnie from Girls cover of Harder Better.
Be humble.
He's doing conscious rap.
Yeah, he's doing Arrested Development.
He's singing Juice WRLD.
Yeah. It's like, oh no, he's doing the Harry Potter theme again. It's just him going, na 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 na
na na na na na na.
Yeah.
His voice cracks and he restarts. That's the thing, is that like he gets like a verse in and then he'll fuck up and start the song over. And that
I'm really into video game music. You just hear it 11 p.m. at night. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da
da da da.
He's like trying to sing like the dragon language parts of the Skyrim theme.
I'm into epic scores.
Yeah. He's like, I am trying to have a girl over and you won't stop yelling Dovahkiin Nosferin.
I like the idea of trying to impress a girl with your singing, but then just going like da 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 da.
I like to imagine he's like singing like Amazing Grace at all.
He's singing like choir songs. He's singing like a white guy, but he's singing them like a fire, let the fires of your justice burn. It's like a 23-year-old white guy, but he's singing like just exactly like a black woman in church.
He's doing the little shuffle voice.
Yeah. he's doing like reggaeton and like dance hall.
Well, the devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing opera the way that like Bugs Bunny does opera. He's just going like me.
He's just like
he's
in the shower.
He's wearing a Viking helmet.
He's in the shower going on down to South Park, going to have myself time. It's so
like the really like bad show-off-y Eminem songs from like 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the entirety of Rap God. But he's like, he doesn't really have a handle on it, so half the time he's just going,
I did like a couple weeks ago. I think I was just like, fuck, I was like, there's like some Kanye song that was just like mumbling to myself, but I like made it gay somehow.
Oh, this stupid song about riding a dick like a carnival.
Yeah.
No, not that. No, it was
she playing the games like Bionicle.
Oh yeah, no, it was a song like Longest Winter or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I said goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, my friend. I have sucked a dick again, and I just like was walking
into
the bathroom
and
didn't realize that like three other people were in there and could hear me.
She fantastic on my foreskin like Chronicle. Does that work?
She max on my Landis like Chronicle.
Oh, I like she max on my Landis. That's good.
She Landis on my max. Maybe a little
she Landis
better.
On my yeah. Yeah, she John on my Landis until three people are left dead.
Yep. Yurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what if? What if the roommate who won't stop singing is doing like Young Thug ad libs, and he's going like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do you guys want to go like a little long and just read one more?
Sure.
Griffin, can you read, or Gus, can you read the one that I just sent?
Yeah, is the 4 seconds of silence as I click over. Exotic it's dancer. Okay. My friend of 30 years, who I've known since kindergarten, was antsy to move into a house we were fixing up to rent together. The house wasn't quite ready yet, and he wanted out of his parents, so he decided to move into the adjacent shed, which had carpet and a roof. It wasn't anything fancy.
Ooh, nice shed.
This was only a temporary situation and completely his choice, but all he could do was complain constantly about bugs and how gross it was. His friend is helping.
What an asshole.
So in the meantime, I decided to purchase a new mattress, and I had it stored in the shed until the house was ready. My friend dragged my brand new mattress into the house, into an unfinished bedroom, unwrapped it, and screwed a stripper he brought home. I was so disgusted. The most desperate for pussy man in history. Like, I have to bring a whole... Like, you hire a sex worker and you're like, hold on, I just need bed into the house.
I gotta go to IKEA really quick.
Yeah.
No, this guy is a sex... Yeah. He's a stripper who brought someone home with him and decided to not screw them in the shed, bring this mattress inside. Sorry, I was just getting my... Never mind.
No, neither of them are sex workers. He brought a stripper home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, he just had the mattress. Okay. I don't know how you... He just says, I've decided to purchase a new mattress and stored it in the shed. I decided to purchase a sex worker and store her in the shed until I was ready.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought he was talking about. I just saw Exotic Dancer in the title and assumed that the friend was the exotic dancer. No, this is so funny.
No.
Yeah.
The best part is that it ends with, this should have been like a red flag and I never should have moved in. I have so many more stories. And the first comment with the most stuff quotes is just, your fault for being weak.
The shrug emoji.
Yeah. Your fault for being a puss.
Yeah.
Can't let that slide. I guess that's true. You cannot let your roommate fuck a stripper on your new mattress.
Yeah. No, I'm crying. You're like yelling at like the sex worker you brought home. Like, can you just find... No, I need like the 6-inch screws, not the 8-inch screws, okay? The 8-inch screws are over here. I have all 4 of those. I have 3 of the 6-inches, and I need 4.
This is the only person I could find at this hour that could help me install a bed.
Is it level?
Yeah. All right. This a carpeted shed is an insane setup.
Carol, we need to end. I have to.
Anyway. I know. All right. Gus is filming the new season of Succession.
We're writing the Wands Games poop spinoff.
Yeah. Patreon. Yes, go to our Patreon and vote us 5 stars on all platforms.
Vote for us in November of 2024.
Vote for us. Write us in, Russ Controversial Harambe, Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
Bye bye, guys.